Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually, we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about, with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Just go to GetRoman.com/team to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. GetRoman.com/team.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4. Kids.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Rick Fox, a nice move.
Oh, yeah!
Well, block that one, Purvis.
Somebody's going to have to fix that basket.
A little one step and a crossover. And as the power moves.
Middays on The Score.
The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Interested in winning a one-day contract with the Chicago Wolves that starts with a $5,000 signing bonus? Go to chicagowolves.com/sprint to learn how to win the Sprint Power Play Payday.
Anticipating a conversation with Rick Fox. He's in town for the All-Star Weekend festivities. You were just seeing something, though, that was going on. Where? Somewhere downtown for the NBA Cares event?
Yeah, the NBA Cares event downtown, and there are pictures of Zion Williamson dapping up Barack Obama. It's just,
he's star just power.
Kind of leaning over. That's some pretty cool stuff right there. As is the NBA crossover event at Navy Pier that is open today through Sunday, being transformed into the premier destination for creative collaboration between the league, the city of Chicago, its partners, and current and former players and celebrities and influencers. So where do you put Rick Fox in that? He's a former player, a celebrity, and probably an influencer of some kind. And he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Rick, it's funny, you know, we had that highlight coming out, and our producer was telling us, he said, I was going back and I was searching for all these Rick Fox highlights. He says, it's amazing how many fights the guy was in. There's a lot of your sort of retroactive history is you mixing it up with people.
Yeah, apparently I was a bit of an enforcer and I wouldn't say a troublemaker, but wasn't as much of a pretty boy as maybe I appear to be as from the entertainment side.
When did you step into that kind of role? Was that always that edge kind of always with you?
Well, I grew up in the Bahamas, so you know I grew up in an island environment where you know it's a pirate culture. So we scrap and we fight, and I had a lot of uncles and a lot of cousins who kind of beat up on me a little bit. So I had to survive. So I didn't take much. I didn't take too kindly to much. Physicality if it was directed in a negative fashion.
You know, that's funny. That's the opposite of my Bahamas experience, because my experience there was when we got there and our luggage didn't make it, and we were trying to ask how we could get our luggage, and the response we got was, don't worry about it. Have a Goombay smash.
Yeah, we definitely, obviously, are a relaxing island destination. It's open for business always for people like yourself. Especially this time of year, when if it's not an All-Star game in the wonderful city of Chicago, and you're not in the All-Star game, or you don't love cold weather, you can watch the All-Star game from the Bahamas, and it was a Goombay smash.
Indeed, it was. I had enough of those. I was only 16. Rick is going to be hosting a Twitter stream for charity, specifically for Bahamas relief at the NBA crossover. You know, we've been talking a lot. I mean, we were talking with Kenny Smith yesterday about players and player mentality and how guys think, and so many guys want to be stars and see themselves as stars. What is the process by which a self-aware professional player embraces a role as a role player, of doing what is necessary, coming to the realization that, okay, I can make a real nice living and be a very, very happy human without being a star.
Well, I mean, if you're self-aware, it usually comes in the league at a midpoint in your career, usually when either your physical body starts to wane in its excellence, or you recognize that, you know, certain elements of your skills maybe have tapped out and you can be only so good a shooter or so good a defender. And you start to, I think, really evolve one way into either a thinking player that understands it is a team sport, and some people get there and are okay with playing a role within other great players. I was fortunate at the University of North Carolina, as Kenny was, to be taught that at a young age under Dean Smith. So I always understood how to coexist with other, you know, other talented, amazing players, but not everybody gets that. So some NBA players find that a little later in their career. And if they do, they survive and they can have a 10 to 15 year career, which is hard to do because you're not going to be 100% all the time. You're not going to be the best, you know, best at your every night in and out. And you have to rely on your teammates. And so guys that get that and understand that are the ones that, instead of playing 3 to 4 or 5 years, they go on to play 10 to 15 years.
So, Rick, we've been having a conversation about Zach LaVine in this town for a little while, and nobody's saying that Zach LaVine and his talent needs to be dropped back a role or two or three to a supporting player. But there is a question whether or not he is your best player on a playoff team. I wonder if, you know, given your experience in the league, if there's a conversation that happens with guys of that caliber about accepting the second or maybe even third role on a team, how do the next steps of a career like that occur in your experience?
Well, you know, Zach is young enough that his push to lead and develop into a number one is something that, you know, I would challenge him to continue to do. I don't think he should ever see himself as someone that's not capable of taking on responsibility that's greater than what maybe his level of experience has him at right now. Whether you're a one or a two, I think everyone in a game and a team environment has to, you know, check their egos in at the door when it comes to who on a given night is doing what's best for the team, who's taking more shots, who's doing more, you know, more the ball handling. All those different things kind of wash themselves out, and that's a coach's responsibility to set that base. Zach is a very talented basketball player. I've watched him now for a number of years. He has explosive moments, and other moments, you know, you see his growth and evolution still, you know, happening in front of our eyes. So I think you guys have a great start with a player like that, whether he's your best player in the league or best player on your team or just on your team. You want to keep him. You want to house that and let that grow.
As a fan, as you've watched the evolution of the NBA game, you know, you played in really the heyday of isolation hero ball, the heyday of star players taking turns. You played against these guys. You played with these guys. And now to see how egalitarian the game has become and how the geometry has changed, understanding that three is more than two, what analytics and metrics have done to find the good shots and distinguish them from the bad shots. When you watch the game now, does it look like the same game you played?
Yeah, the floor is the same, basket's the same height. There's people in the stands. The players just seem faster. They seem as skilled, if not more skilled. Players of greater size are doing things that players of smaller size did in my era, and vice versa. You see guys that are a smaller in the guard capacity playing bigger than some big men and playing above the rim. So I think the game, as always in life, things evolve, and I did think it could evolve to even a greater standard of excellence, and it has. And that's, you know, when I sit courtside and I watch a game, sometimes I'm amazed that I was even a part of this league and that I had a part of experiencing it for as long as I did. We're blessed. I mean, these guys are special, and they continue to get better and better every year.
Yeah, 3-time NBA champion is Rick Fox, our guest here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Rick, I know this weekend is going to be as much about the NBA All-Star Game as it will be a celebration of your former teammate Kobe Bryant. What happened was obviously tragic. I'd hope, though, that we could talk a little bit about your first memory of being a teammate of Kobe's, because I know you were in the league and with the Celtics for a couple of years while he was coming up with the Lakers, but I was wondering what your first memory of being a teammate of Kobe's was.
Well, I mean, it goes back to 90, 97, 98, which was my first year in L.A., and Kobe was still under the Dale Harris tutelage as a coach, and Kobe was doing everything he could to break through that perception that he was too young still and had too much inexperience. And I tell you, so much of that for me was remembering him earlier on in training camp, because I was brought in at the small forward position to start and be a veteran leader on the team. And that was, you know, that was in the way of a young Kobe Bryant. Both Eddie Jones and myself stood in the way of him getting on the floor. And I remember I ended up starting that year, but games for, you know, practices for me as a, you know, a 9-8 year veteran in the league, practices for me were more intense than the games were, because I had this young budding superstar coming at me constantly, daily. And so, you know, having to guard him guarding me, and us, you know, butting heads for, you know, 2 years, really, quite frankly, 2 years before he actually, I became the Wally Pipp for a season, because I had some orthotic issues the next year and sat out 2 weeks in training camp, and Kobe Bryant got to start in my role in that preseason, and I think he averaged like 20 and 10 for like 4 or 5 games, and that was it. It was over. I was relegated to the bench after that. So that would be, you know, those are memories of a young Kobe Bryant.
Having a conversation on Sports Radio 670 with Rick Fox. He's on Twitter at Rick Fox. He's going to be hosting a Twitter stream for charity, specifically Bahamas Relief, at the NBA crossover that's going to be based out of Navy Pier. You know, when you see all of the NBA descend in the way it is for All-Star break, and you get the sense of just how large and multifaceted an entertainment industry it has become, you were kind of ahead of your time, where to have that reputation as media savvy and telegenic and multi-talented. And it strikes me every year when I watch the NBA draft now, Rick, how clean all these kids are, you know, and just how polished they are. And I don't know if it's social media. I don't know if it's, you know, being involved with shoe companies earlier and earlier on, that it used to be you had some kids really rough around the edges who would take some time through their experience with the NBA to get that polish. And now these are media savvy, prepared, well-dressed, good-looking, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds arriving now ready for the multinational entertainment industry that the NBA is. It's really quite amazing.
It is, and it's really a credit to the coaches and the parents that obviously laid the foundation for so many of these kids, but also you got to give them credit for, in this day and age with technology and access and social media and the ability to watch and get footage and follow along the life and careers of so many of the current NBA players that are in the league that have grown up in a social era, you know, media era. They just have more information. They're digesting it. They're modeling it. They're looking at people like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant before LeBron, and Shaquille O'Neal, guys I played with, who have taken an approach to their game with the type of detail and attention that creates the excellence on the floor, but also they've followed the individuals like Magic Johnson, and they've looked at those that have been able to have careers beyond the game, and they've started to build those careers and that messaging of who they are, what their voices are, what they want to be, what they have to offer the world beyond just their athletic expressions. You see how bright our players are. You see how intelligent they are. You see how creative they are, and what they want to bring to the world. Kobe Bryant was an amazing example of what he was doing. Won an Oscar, creating a studio, writing books, being a father and a parent, setting an example. You know, this is what I'm most proud about when it comes to being a part of this league, is that it's not only been left in great hands with the current group, you know, group of young men that are becoming media moguls. They're becoming, look what LeBron James has done in Los Angeles, on and off the floor over the years. You know, they're examples of what is possible when you have a character-driven, focused, disciplined, and talented vision for yourself, and you commit to that on a daily basis. You take those resources that you're making in the league and you're putting them to use, you know, in a smart, intelligent way. I think this crop is actually turning themselves or surrounding themselves better with talent around them to make better decisions. And that's I think the growth that I see.
So, Rick, we have a text screen here at the station, and while we're talking and stuff, people text in and kind of chime in about a couple of different things. And there's a bunch that say, tell Rick he was great in Oz, tell him he was great in Greenleaf, all this stuff. I want to know, what was the most difficult part about being an NBA player, an actor, and working actor at the same time?
Well, missing out on certain, like Oz, for example, I was a part of the original series that became a hit on HBO. I ended up doing another you know, two seasons in the off season on Oz, but there were you know, that show went on for 6 years and we started winning championships and for three straight years, and for three straight years I missed out on the opportunity, which I would not change one bit.
Pretty good trade.
I missed out on the opportunity. It was a pretty good trade. But the most difficult thing is for me was just, you know, keeping things segmented and the focus during the season on basketball of all times. I was able to successfully do that because I understood how to compartmentalize my work there. And during the season, I just continued to study the craft by reading and watching and having dinners and understanding what it meant to be an actor. And then I just, in the off seasons when I had some time, I put some effort there and I just grew and laid a foundation for life after basketball. And that was something that I would challenge, you know, anyone that wants a second career to do. You don't have to do it all in one clean swoop. Just start to build, you know, slowly and piece by piece, educate yourself, treat it with the same respect you would treat with, you know, your first craft that you do well with, and eventually grow into a life and then transition.
To what extent do you want to remain involved in any way in esports, in the professional gaming realm?
Oh, it's a huge part of my life. I mean, I'm a gamer at heart. I've been a gamer since the Atari 2600 as a kid in the Bahamas. It led me to, you know, sharing that passion with my kids. They became gamers. My son is a game developer. We fell in love with a game called League of Legends, and that led me to ownership of an esports franchise. Founded that, and then spent 5 years closely as an owner in so many different games. And right now, you know, I'm still in the esports realm. I'm here this weekend using that kind of platform to raise money for good with our Champion for Charity Bahamas Relief Foundation efforts. We'll be streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/RickFox. We have great partnerships in hacks.gg that are supporting us, and we're just raising money to help build a school for the relief effort kids in the Bahamas.
Shout out to the Atari 2600. So what were your Pitfall, Activision games? What were your choices?
Pitfall, Pong, all of the Defender. Oh, you're my age, so probably.
Yep.
So how old are you?
I'm 50.
I'm 52.
Okay, see, but my game was Intellivision because some friends had Atari, and then Mattel came out with Intellivision, and that was the joint. Uh-huh. That was it.
Yep, I was an Atari 2600 in the islands of the Bahamas. My dad flew over to Miami Beach, Florida, to go to get me out of the Sears, get me out of Sears catalog, to get me one for Christmas.
Rick, thanks for taking the time for us today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
That is Rick Fox. That segment brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Make a resolution to lose weight with Nutrisystem for Men. Just like Molly for the morning show. He lost some weight over the past 3 months. Join today. When you buy your first month of food, you get a month absolutely free. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio to get started.
Just getting news in from Jay and Rick on the other side of the glass. Apparently, something happened while Zach LaVine was being interviewed not long ago on national television. Some can't-miss kind of stuff from Bulls fans to national television, something you gotta hear. We have it for you when we come back. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Breaking news on The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors.
Hey, guys.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
Isaac, the fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Flo here with a really weird word, buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter, it's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans start at just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
I know Leroy Selman said one time you were the best he ever played against. Who was the best you ever played against? Was there ever anybody that gave you problems?
Oh, geez. I think Leroy was the best I ever played against. Huh. But, you know, I played against so many guys in practice.
Right.
You know, I mean, Richard Dent's one of the best guys I've ever played against. Played against him on practice. But if I'm playing against him in the game, which is a little bit different speed, I'd probably say he's the best. I mean, Dan Hampton. You know, I never saw a guy have so many pass rush moves in one pass rush because he was so good at it. I mean, he'd go under your underarm and then club you back the other side. And, you know, I mean, in college, when I was a you'd see a guy, he'd make one move, he didn't get to the quarterback, you know, you shut it down. I mean, you know, those guys, when I got there, were just, you know, exceptional, and Dan was one of them.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Michael Kopech dealing with anxiety and depression publicly. And then you just said your wife has helped you with that and deleting social media.
What was the bottom like?
Being lost, in a sense. I can't really pinpoint to one thing. You know, I've vaguely talked about having suicidal thoughts. And at that stage in my life, you know, it's not something I'm proud to talk about, but it's something that's very real. And at that stage in my life, I didn't know what I wanted, who I was, what I thought was a normal life, so to speak. And I think by being around people that truly love me and care about me, and not necessarily Michael Kopech, the baseball player, which I think now it's more so about me, you know, being a baseball player second. I have a real life and a real support group and a real loving family.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Fans made their displeasure known on a national broadcast. Must hear audio coming up in a minute on The Score.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
Football is such a small part of your life chronologically, but a gigantic part of your life emotionally. You know, the highs and lows, you can't ever replace that in anything. You think you can, but you can't. Just your teammates, being around them, and you miss all that.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. They're terrible, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop.
That's the live set of ESPN's First Take. Zach LaVine is being interviewed, and the crowd spontaneously erupts into a Fire Garpax chant.
Oh, man. That is...
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that, your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. They're terrible, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop. Well,
they had to shut it down. What don't you like about the Marquee Network? I mean, that is
all time. That's all time.
That's so real.
Yep. Wow. I mean, that is
so spontaneous. That is so emotional and raw.
And coordinated. Like, and they've done it before.
Wow.
That's worst fear kind of stuff.
Now, let me ask you something. That crowd, is that a neutral sample of Bulls fans, or is that from a particular group?
Where exactly was the... Do we know exactly where the First Take
setup was? It looked like they were in the atrium.
In the atrium, by the statue, with all of the everything around them? That kind of stuff?
Ooh. Like, all the symbolism? Yes.
All of the symbolism. Wow! I mean, that's clear as a bell.
Ouch!
And how about Zach? I mean, shoot, that's just another thing Zach's had to put up with this year. I mean, that guy just keeps going out trying to do his job, and he's got nothing around him. Can't even do interviews on national television without...
That is a lot.
Everybody and else that's, hating
it's live,
him.
Right?
Yeah.
That's live. So they're not going to edit that out?
No, it's there. That's in.
That happened. It's there. It was on the actual cable airwaves.
Yeah.
Or cable waves, whatever they may be. Dude.
That's worst case scenario stuff.
It's one thing to think that people are going to be, what was the term I used, negative space, to see the lack of Bulls' attention and involvement. That's not negative space. That is out there being, that's like a burning couch on the street.
That's what you needed to not have happen. In the couple of minutes that the networks were going to give your guy, because it's just the one that they were going to give your guy, you can't have any pushback there. Let's just hope that nothing goes wrong for this. For this couple of minutes that will be front and center at the NBA All-Star Weekend, which is here in our building. Hopefully nothing goes... Oh, wait, what just happened? They're chanting what?
Yeah, so I want to run that again. But listen closely how it develops. Listen to exactly how the crowd is responding to every next thing that's said.
And listen to the question that gets asked.
Correct.
And they're not there just to make noise. They heard what got asked.
Exactly. And they're responding to what the assumptions are or presumptions are that John Paxson's going to be the guy to build the next winner. And this was just an absolutely gut level expression of distaste and dismay and unhappiness on the part of Bulls fans. And they happen to be doing it on live national television. Just listen carefully.
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. They're terrible, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop. It's Max Kellerman asking the question. Glad he did, too. Because that's a fair question to ask. You're one of ones on a team that feels like it's going very few places.
Boy, that's like Jets fans at the draft.
I got to put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
I don't know how you don't respond to it. You know what I mean? There are levels of unrest that you can move past. This is big. This is national. This is watched by many. This is on in every gym and bar and restaurant during the lunch. This is, I don't know how you don't respond to this.
Is it more meaningful than I think here for that to have erupted as it has? Because first of all, that's news.
Yes.
That eruption right there, that expression.
This is...
That is unplanned. That isn't a radio stunt.
Nope.
It isn't a bit.
It's not people who showed up and bought a billboard. It's not people who showed up with signs.
Or a guy at a game trying to make a name for himself on social media. That was genuine. I'm reminded, do you remember when Rick Santelli of CNBC had his rant that was believed in retrospect to have caused the Tea Party movement?
Vaguely.
Shockingly, no.
Vaguely.
I remember watching it live, and I remember seeing Rick Santelli was just going off, and he said what this country needs, and it was he wasn't expressing eventually what the Tea Party became.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what ever happened to him now. If you start looking at deficits, apparently it doesn't matter now to be spending us into ridiculous generational deficits. But that moment, that seminal moment on national cable television, was what people referred to as the time when people woke up to something. I wonder if this is the sports or Bulls version of that.
I think what matters is that it's not, people didn't head out there. It feels like, given the cut, people didn't head out there, find out Zach was there, and then voice their displeasure. They went there to enjoy the broadcast, be around Zach. Kellerman asked the question. And before Zach could really respond, the fans did.
I got to put the team first. But, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop. Wait, who's shouting him down? Who's the woman who's shouting him down?
Molly Karam, the host.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that was that. It obviously, I don't know if someone is in her ear telling her to do that. If you've got a stage manager pointing.
Natural reaction because it puts Zach in an uncomfortable place.
Sure, right. She's protecting the guests.
Yeah, and at some point the content doesn't even matter. It's just that they could have been shouting anything and they probably have to tell them to quiet down because they want to do the show. But the fact that that's what they were talking about makes it feel even more egregious,
There's just something.
They're Navy Pier, by the way.
And Navy Pier, okay. There's something uncharacteristic about that behavior from Chicago fans, right? I mean, famously, it would be Jets fans. It would be Philly fans. But boy, did that trigger something? And that's a dumb question. The way the question was phrased is what really sparked everybody.
He knew what he's doing with the question.
To gel into an organized chant that quickly, that organically,
with the only guy there on the set. You know what I mean? Everybody else is hurt. We're not playing well.
Yeah, a guy who's generally liked, even by the people who want regime change.
Even by people,
it's not at his expense.
Even by people who don't think he's the number one on a team that goes to the playoffs, he's liked. I don't. I mean, listen, we've talked about Zach LaVine and whether he should be an all-star for a week now. Nobody, even the people who would decry his game, don't. They like him. Nobody's looking at Zach saying this is his fault.
That's huge.
That really is. I don't know how you can't respond. I don't know how you. Silence is not a good response to this.
Well,
right? I mean,
I'm
trying to do the PR in my head. I'm trying to do the work in my head.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to think of the nuts and bolts of the reporting of it next. You would have to ask Michael Reinsdorf.
Yes.
I mean, do you want to ask John Paxson, how does that feel to hear fans chanting?
If I'm doing the reporting of it in my head, I do want to ask. I fully expect to not get a response there.
Because they can't put this off on some planned agitator. Previously, when this stuff has been asked, they said, oh, well, it's one of these little troll Facebook groups.
They came out here to do this.
They talk about the billboard. You always hear that, well, these were organized or paid. George Soros paid these people. It's Antifa. They're coming out. They've always sort of used that playbook to say, oh, this is just what they do. They're organized agitators. This isn't that.
These are Bulls fans in Bulls jerseys in the background.
Oh,
yeah. These are Bulls fans that are just pissed, that have had enough.
What jerseys do they wear? We've seen a lot of numbers
of John Pulford. What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Bulls fans in Bulls jerseys deciding to chant "Fire Garpax" on national television.
It's your dream come true. It's a bunch of guys. It's a bunch of Archie Diakonos. It's just a whole group of Archie Diakonos wearing all these jerseys.
We are all Ryan Archie Diakonos.
I don't know which jerseys they were wearing.
One of the bags in the background was wearing a white Bulls jersey with a Cubs Lucha Libre mask.
Okay, so
it was Jay.
Is that the guy who was at the Gallagher Way broadcast with every Chicago jersey on at the same time?
Yes.
Please talk about me on the air.
Please.
No, sir, we're not going to do that.
No, I can see what you've done here, and I don't appreciate it.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball, the new Welsh Ryan Arena, this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com.
Seriously, what I'm struck with here is I don't know how you don't respond to this. I don't know how you say nothing to that kind of response by your fans on a national broadcast.
They're not going to say anything.
Now, I don't know that that'll be good.
Damn, they've got you talking to Kenny Smith on the TV right now.
Oh, that's what Lawrence Holmes is talking about.
See, and the airman in the back.
That's what he's doing.
Testify okay. to nothing.
I wasn't sure because there was Bulls stuff going on the other TV. I was missing because they were showing a whole bunch of Bulls stuff on the other screen. And instead you get young Tom Crew. He was only probably like 46 then because now he's, 72?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and flying fighter jets again. Mm-hmm. God, I can't wait for that movie.
Stop. It's going to be horrible.
Of course it is, but that doesn't mean I can't enjoy it. It might mean that I can't enjoy it.
If you're out and around this crazy zoo of a city today, we got the place for you to be this afternoon. It's Bandit, 841 West Randolph in Chicago. You want to be there from 2 to 6. Maybe you can also chant fire guard packs in the background if you want. Because I'm telling you, it's going to start spreading like wildfire.
A few of the guys there might lead the chant.
David Haw, Matt Spiegel, and Kendall Gill, an NBA All-Star broadcast. So head to Bandit, watch the live show, enjoy Budweiser specials. You can enter for a chance to win tickets to the All-Star Skills Challenge featuring the three-point and slam dunk contest brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for the home team. Yeah, that it really is. If you had to check boxes for Bulls nightmare during this period of time,
yeah,
on this stage in Chicago at Navy Pier, people in Bulls jerseys.
I got to put the team first, but it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop. Yeah, so there's also a stop in there. She's saying all right, and then there's a stop. So that is, boy.
Yeah, I'm watching the video now. I just retweeted it. It's a group of NBA fans. There are a lot of Bulls fans there, though. I mean, several Bulls jerseys pushed to the front of that crowd and let them know what's up. Boy, that is
authentic. That is just incredibly real. You can't pin this on, oh, yeah, well, this is just a stunt. This is just people trying to get attention for themselves. Those are unhappy Bulls fans expressing themselves as best they can.
Responding to a specific question. That's what I can't get out of my brain, too. I mean, it's not just Zach and the struggles we've had and we're trying and we believe in all. It's not that. It's not a general response. This is a specific response to a specific question about a set of guys that have been here. I would imagine that these people think for a little bit too long.
This segment is brought to you by Campland RV. RV buying made easy. It's Campland RV's annual RV open house, February 21st through 23rd. Don't miss your chance to receive discounted RV show prices on select models. Call them at 219-787-1040 or visit their website at camplandrv.com for details. Campland RV. RV buying made easy. Wow.
I can't stop watching this.
I know. It's really compelling.
I can't stop watching this.
That is...
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. Their table, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now. Stop.
Did Zach say they're terrible? Ladies. Is that what he said? They're terrible.
No, it's they're at the table or something like that.
No, I think he's like looking at the fans like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, the fans are terrible. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought he was sorry. Yeah. No, that might have been. I suppose that could be.
All right. When we come back, I've got our last of the day. We've got an entry into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship.
Oh, excellent. I just wonder. Oh, you're terrible. You know, it's you. Oh, you.
You're terrible.
I hear you.
I'm listening, right? All right. If you want to play poker for Children's Oncology Services, for Camp One Step, for the kids, and so you can get to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas and have a great night on February 27th. Don't go anywhere because we've got a seat worth $275 that could be yours next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans started just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active, licensed, and men's package tees.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is a touchdown for Leroy Butler.
Join number 36, Leroy Butler, on Saturday, February 29th for Leroy's Leap Day. Leroy will be celebrating Leap Day this year with Hebron Housing Services, the oldest nonprofit in Waukesha providing emergency shelter to men, women, and children. On Leap Day, in celebration of his first Lambo Leap, Leroy will be raising money to tackle homelessness. Go to leroysleapday.com for tickets. That's leroysleapday.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Hawk, congratulations on winning the Ford C. Frick Award.
Thanks, Lawrence. I just, to this right now, so I haven't sorted things out in my mind yet because this is a bit of a life changer, you know, going to Cooperstown. It just doesn't happen very often, you know, you get an honor like this.
What's it mean to you to have been the voice? And you know, and in the intro, I brought it up that you're the voice in my head when I think about White Sox baseball. Well, what's it mean? To you, for a lot of White Sox fans, you are that.
Means so much. As I said on my last speech there, I love them, and I always will. And I think we did create a bond that, you know, being called a homer was the greatest compliment you could pay me.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans started just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active, licensed, and men's package tees.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I got to put the team first, but, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop expressing your displeasure with your awful basketball team.
That is your news of the day. That's ESPN's First Take, with Zach LaVine being interviewed by Max Kellerman and Stephen A., and Bulls fans let the organization hear it. Wow. And it's not, this is the other thing, I was just thinking about this. It's day one of the All-Star Weekend.
Yes.
This didn't happen like halftime Sunday. This is day one.
I wonder if this is now going to meme in like, if Bulls fans can decide. Like, you, because you know how the group think is on this. With, there's so many cameras and so many microphones. If angry Bulls fans organized into making sure that any camera or any microphone somehow had this motif as part of it throughout the weekend.
It's a nice All-Star celebration you got here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
Right? Like, an organized effort by angry Bulls fans could hijack the entire weekend.
Could. Lord knows there's enough anger.
I don't want to get out over my skis here, but I want to know how deep the anger is.
Are you organizing? Are you creating?
I am not. I am merely speculating. I need a number from you.
6.
1, 2, 3,
four, five, six.
So it was a hard one. You know, it was a tough number to divine.
Caller six to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a coveted entry into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship. It is Thursday, February 27th at Galleria Marchetti in Chicago. All proceeds benefit Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services. Compete for nearly $15,000 in prizes, including the grand prize of a seat at the 2020 World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. It's going to be a great night. Visit CampOneStep.org for details. If you don't win, register. CampOneStep.org. And at Galleria Marchetti, awesome. I want to make sure. Actually, I can make sure. I'm in charge of this. You ever had their, they've got an appetizer there, a pass around?
Yeah.
It's meatballs. It's a really peppery pork meatball.
Okay.
And the ones that were yelling fire garpacks?
And stuck into it is a disposable syringe of hot marinara. And you hold it and you eat the meatball, and as you pull the quote unquote toothpick mm-hmm. out, it squeezes a blob of warm marinara into the meatball.
I'm in.
In your mouth.
Sounds like it's gonna go great with my scotch.
A little bit of Macallan and a little bit of that, and I think you're gonna
swirl
be all
that around an old scotch glass.
Scotchy scotch scotch down into my belly.
Is there a way to fill the little injector thing with scotch instead of marinara?
I'm not ruling anything out. Thanks to Rick Fox, who joined us today. And thanks,
Rick Fox for joining
Rick
us
Fox,
today.
He was awesome.
Well, Rick Fox joined us today.
Thanks to Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, the executioner, Ray Diaz. We'll transition with Lawrence next on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
I keep coming back to this question. If part of the reason that you didn't have a backup quarterback that you felt could push your quarterback is because of what it might do to the quarterback who's on the roster, from a psyche standpoint, don't you have your answer?
Lawrence Holmes noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how GEICO not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
I need a little Boost Mobile. My old phone is painful.
Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Your Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Get to Old Navy now for February's biggest style steal. 40% off all jeans and tees. Jeans start at just $18 for adults, $12 for kids. With tees from just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. All jeans and tees are on sale, even your favorite rock star jeans. All jeans and all tees are 40% off right now. Don't miss out. Run into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today. Valid 211 to 221. Excludes in-store clearance jeans and tees. Active license and men's package tees.
When news happens, you hear it on News Radio WBBM.
We have breaking news on the
news and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Chicago police say five teenagers attacked.
Featuring more reporters and the most local news coverage.
In the Pullman neighborhood, burning tofu.
Available anytime on the radio.com app.
The mayor says her administration is
Chicago's
devastated.
Chicago's only all news station is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM, available on the radio.com app.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit constitutioncenter.org.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Valentine's is this month, and did you know that romance can be eco-friendly? Simply give your sweetheart an experience rather than a gift. You can plan a night on the town that includes dinner at a local restaurant, ballroom dancing, or tickets to the theater. You could also plan a couple's massage or even a hot air balloon ride. You can create a great memory without creating any physical waste. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it. And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs. Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
What can players and fans expect from David Ross as the manager of the Cubs?
A lot like he was as a player. David's going to be the same, and that's the beauty of it. David's not going to change. That's the one piece of advice I did give to him, because he needs to manage like he played. And if he does that, he's going to be just fine, because he was almost the manager on the field as a catcher. So believe me, this he's going to be very successful. You're going to love him. He is all of that. He's funny. He's bright. He engages well. He's definitely got all the social graces in check as a manager in the field and the dugout. There's things he's going to have to grow into, but he will. I mean, he's got good people around him. David's going to be a spectacular major league manager.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Zach, Stephen A. mentioned get you some help. Paxson's built a couple winners in Chicago. Do you have confidence that your GM can get you the help you need?
They might speak differently, man, but, you know, I'm with the team, man. You know, I gotta put the team first. They're terrible, man. I gotta put the team first. But, you know, it's just the situation we're in right now.
Stop. Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
That was earlier today at Navy Pier during a live broadcast of ESPN's First Take, an interview with Zach LaVine, in which the assembled fans of every race, creed, and color in every color of Bulls gear went off.
On ESPN's most popular show that's not live sports.
Yep.
I was wondering when it was going to happen. Because the NBA has come in here and they want to have a great party. And so for most of the week, you've had people just kind of talking about, well, the weather's going to suck, but it's going to be a fun night. And Derrick Rose isn't going to be involved in things. Zach LaVine is doing the three-point contest. I was wondering when Ish was going to get real.
Not mm-hmm. Ish Smith.
No. Well, I mean, if he wants, he can get real too. Real. But I was wondering when things were going to get real. And it happened today. And I'm glad that it happened on ESPN's most popular television show that isn't sports. Because the Bulls need to understand, and the national media needs to understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
You guys have talked to people. I've talked to people that still have a very rosy outlook on the Bulls as a brand and as a franchise. And I don't want to say that they're out of town stupid, but they're definitely out of town. And now they get to see it up close. They get to see that this is a fan base that is furious with the way things are going. And they get to do it with the backdrop of the rest of the NBA being in town.
You know what this is? Mm. This is Catherine Martin in the pit in old Mrs. Littman's house. And she,
I have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And she just realized that FBI Special Agent Clarice Starling.
Oh, there you go.
Has gotten in there. She's been waiting to be murdered by Buffalo Bill. Down here, lady! That is Bulls fans screaming to the authorities, get us out of here!
Yeah, and it's them. It's them letting their feelings be known about what's happened here. And I mean, I do feel bad for Zach because he's caught in the middle of it and what's he supposed to say.
I've been feeling bad for Zach for 3 weeks now.
But that's the thing. Yeah. I think that the juxtaposition is that there's a group of people, the fans of this team that love what Zach LaVine has done. Mm-hmm. And don't like the situation that he's in.
The symbolism of it being Zach LaVine,
yeah,
too.
Of course. Yep.
That's the thing. That's what makes it so perfect, is that no one's mad at Zach LaVine.
No.
People aren't mad at him.
Nope.
And
nor should they
and
be.
And here's the thing. At no point does Zach LaVine tell him to stop.
Or these
or
guys
give,
over
give
here.
An affirmative.
They're crazy.
Right.
Or give Max the affirmative. Max looked like he hit them streets last night.
Congratulations
too.
To Max. That's a successful Thursday night, it looks like,
Chicago
judging his Friday morning.
Real.
No, I get it. You know, you're at Navy Pier, and right now it's really sunny, but that looks like a guy who was in them streets. Got the Chicago flu for real,
I like Max Kellerman for whatever reason.
Yeah, me too.
I always kind of enjoyed him.
Other than him saying that he's the greatest orator since Malcolm X.
Yeah,
but other than
I'm not saying he hadn't stepped in it a couple of times or put it in front of him, pointed to it, and then stepped in it himself. But I've always kind of liked him.
The greatest what?
Orator.
Yes.
Okay. Not even gonna.
But I love that this is what Bulls fans, like, they had, this was spontaneous. This wasn't some effort. I mean, I'm sure you guys get it. I get it on Twitter all the time. Lawrence, you got to help lead the, do you. And this came out real. It came out super real. It was authentic, and it was exactly how Bulls fans are feeling. Now, if you're ESPN and you're partnered with the NBA on this whole weekend, you've got Stephen A. and Michael Wilbon being the coaches for the celebrity game tonight.
Talk about out of town stupid.
It is a But to my original point, that the fact that they have that partnership. And then you hear the panic. You hear the panic from Molly and Stephen A. Like, ooh, we unintentionally stepped in it. Well, now you know. Welcome to the shy. Welcome here, because this is what those of us that are at ground zero of what's going on with the Bulls have been talking about for years. So we appreciate you parachuting in. And when you parachute out, take some of that with you. Know that that's what's actually happening in Chicago.
Sorry to step on you there. It is not very characteristic of Chicago fans either. It really isn't. And recently, if you buddy this up with the reaction of the Marquee Network from Cubs fans, that there is an edginess now. There is something that's coming out that's been much more like New York or Philly fans, where previously Chicago fans in groups like this have been loath to be that angry, that particularly expressive in that regard, but shows you that pressure and time.
Well, right? He got asked the question. You know what I mean? It matters to me that it wasn't just as spontaneous. It's not just people gathered outside the United Center for the game either. It's not at a fan event or something like that. It's the question got asked about John Paxson and Gar Forman and their ability to get Zach LaVine something else. And fans responded to the question for Zach.
Yes.
That's what happened
here. Answer this for you.
Zach, thanks, Zach, buddy. Don't worry about the microphone. We got this.
You've been carrying this
year.
That's what that was.
We'll get you.
He's brought you a couple of winners. Really?
When that happened?
A couple, I guess.
Yeah, I remember that LeBron just sort of, you know, smacked him over the head with his willy in the conference finals.
I really do appreciate that Bulls fans basically were like, oh, hell no, Zach. We got you, fam. Don't worry about answering that question, because here's the actual answer to that question.
Wow.
I hope they saw it. I hope that John Paxson saw it. I hope reporters ask him about it. I hope Michael Reinsdorf saw it. Mm-hmm. I hope Jerry Reinsdorf saw it. And maybe now they'll get an idea of what's happening with their franchise, along with people not going to games. The fact that this has been 32 years in the making, the All-Star game coming back to Chicago, and this is something that Jerry wants, and he has to present his franchise this way when the All-Star game comes back to Chicago.
I don't know what the proper response is to it, but I know that silence isn't going to work. I know that, like, trying to brush this under is not going to be met with less fan noise. It's not going to be met with less anger. They're in a pickle as a PR staff over there, or as a franchise trying to spin what just happened on national television. Like you say, Lawrence, the most watched show on ESPN that's not an actual broadcast, a play-by-play. They have to respond to this. And there's no good way to do it.
Well, my gears are turning right now. I'm thinking, like, if I were...
You're doing crisis management right now?
Yeah, there's a couple things. First of all, Lawrence, to your point, they see everything. They hear everything said about them, everything written about them. That is...
Oh, I know.
You have to.
A foregone conclusion. They read every word. They hear everything. They see everything. So they know. They already know now. They're already talking about it. On the one hand, you could get out ahead of it. And you could send out a team statement, and you could address it, and you could say we're just as hungry as our angriest fans to get back to winning.
That would be great.
I think that's where you say it.
Or you wait until you're asked, and usually teams that don't want to look too defensive will wait until they're asked. They might be asked by multiple outlets, and then in response, I think the proper way to respond is, of course, we heard what was expressed on national television today, and our desire to compete for championships is represented in our angriest fans, and we admire and appreciate.